Hey, sports fans, this is Jeff Kane, the voice of the Patriots Beat Podcast here on CLNS Radio. I've got a question for you. Are you tired of spending a fortune on tickets and feeling like you got ripped off? Well, we have you covered over here at TickIQ.com for all your ticketing needs. TickIQ, T-I-Q-I-Q, is a leading ticket aggregator, providing fans a one-stop shop to browse the best deals from all ticket sites so you don't have to worry about finding the best seats for the game or concert. Get your tickets for the Patriots all season long. TickIQ.com, where you will find the best prices in the market. Use the promo code CLNS for 5% off your IQ certified or TNT tickets listing at TickIQ. That's TickIQ.com.
The quest to defend more than just a championship lives right here.
Pass is intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler. Unreal.
New England Patriots coverage on CLNSradio.com.
Brady's going to throw deep down the right side for Gronkowski and a touchdown.
The phone lines are open, 347-215-7771.
Well, good evening, Patriots fans, and welcome back once again to the Patriots postgame show here on the CLNS Radio Network. Phone number has changed. 929-477-2386 is the phone number you call. That, of course, is toll-free. My name is Jeff Kane. I am the Patriots beat host and host of the Patriots postgame show. Joining me tonight is Bill Bodell. Bill, how you doing today? Bill might not be joining us there. I can't hear him, so we'll see what happens. Bill, you there?
Here I am.
There you are. You were falling asleep on us. I understand. It's, you know, it's quarter of 11. It's late. The Patriots just lost a game, but don't worry about that. It's preseason. So, Bill, welcome aboard the Patriots postgame show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jeff.
Yeah. Bill Bodell, of course, is one of our writers for CLNS Radio. He will be part of a rotating cast of characters that – handle Patriots Beat this year, Patriots postgame show. Don't forget to listen to Patriots Beat on the CLNS Radio Network. But we'll be getting things started here. And the Patriots drop one today, their first preseason game, the first time we've seen them since Malcolm Butler intercepted a pass in the end zone to win out in Super Bowl 49. And let's talk about Malcolm Butler to start, because I thought he looked pretty dang good. What do you think there, Bill?
I thought he played well in the first series. That's really all he had. And he had two passes to Rodgers thrown at him, and he played good man coverage, one in the end zone and then one, I believe it was at around 30, 40-yard line.
Yeah, not too bad at all. Had also covered a fade. Did well, I thought. The defense actually, in my opinion, tonight didn't play too bad. Of course, it's the first preseason game. Go ahead.
Oh, I was very impressed by the defense, especially – you know, that first quarter with Rodgers and the first team Packers offense out there, we were mixing it up with first and second team defense. We played very well, starting one of the best offenses in the league down for the most part.
Yeah, I thought they did very well, especially against that first team defense, first team offense. Chandler Jones looked really good. Trey Flowers looked very good. I liked the way that he played. Freeney can't cover.
No, not at all. He could let up a few passes by covering careless, both for first downs, and both would have stopped the drive. I believe one was on fourth down too, which that was a big killer for him.
Exactly. Tom Brady came out, only played two series. First series started back up against the end zone, threw two incomplete passes. But other than that, I thought it was a typical Brady preseason. Made some plays, did some decent things. Josh Boyce should have had that catch on the first drive. This is Boyce's last, this is his swan song. If he doesn't turn up the heat here, he's going to be walking.
Oh, I agree. He's a guy who was only active one game last year, being on the practice squad the whole season. Besides that, he's going to fight for his spot right now. And after tonight's performance, I don't think he did enough to definitely did not do enough to solidify that as of now.
Oh, exactly. But then again, it is the beginning of the season, the first preseason game. You know, there were some good things, there were some bad things. One of the things that, you know, I didn't think was great is the defense. Yeah, they didn't let up a lot of points, but they still couldn't get off the field.
No, they struggled a lot in the run defense, especially up the middle. Stuff they've covered, they've struggled with the past 2 years, really. And after losing Wilfork this year, it looks like they could continue to struggle even more, which that could really hurt this defense this year.
Yeah, we don't want to see that. We don't. As things move on, Patriots dropped the first preseason game 22-11. Of course, you're listening to the Patriots postgame show here on CLNS Radio. You can call in at 929-477-2386. Tough loss for the Patriots. 59 total plays, 211 yards. That's not going to get it done. Jimmy Garoppolo, 20-30, 159 yards, and an interception on a bad pass thrown to Josh Boyce. Garoppolo didn't look great. Then there were some times they looked pretty good. What do you think, Bill?
Yeah, he definitely showed some signs of promise, but I mean, ultimately it was tough. But not very good offensive line play out there. Sacked 7 times. You know, a few struggled throwing the ball to Josh Boyce. I saw a stat earlier, I believe, for Mark Daniels. He was about 15 of 18 targeting someone not named Boyce on the field. So I don't know if it's the long ball that was giving him problems or just Boyce struggling by Boyce, but.
Yeah, you mentioned 7 sacks. The offensive line didn't play great, of course. Stalwarts as Nate Solder and Sebastian Vollmer was out in last year's superb rookie, and Brian Stork were not there. I thought the interior line looked pretty decent to start things out. It was a little bit of issue here to start with the tackles. You know, Jordan Devey didn't look great. But there was some nice play inside by the tackles. How do you feel about inside by the inside lineman? How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I thought the inside lineman played well, especially Mason and Jackson when they're in there, which I think is very good. Especially, you know, Jackson seems like he's going to be the starter for that left guard spot, and you could see Mason in there at the right guard spot if Wendell doesn't come back healthy enough, or he's still on PUP as of right now. So definitely be good to get them both those guys some experience, especially Mason, someone who was, you know, a very good run blocker at Georgia Tech, but wasn't in there for passing too much of the system they run. So definitely having him out there for passing and run plays helps get him experience and game time for the regular season.
Couldn't agree with you more. And on the long run by Jonas Gray for the Patriots, only touchdown of the night. Shaq Mason made a pretty nice block there.
Oh, yes, he did.
Yeah, so it'll be big things there. Of course, coming out of Georgia Tech, he is was a definite run blocker with a triple option there. Got some ways to go on pass protection, but that can go there. Listen, number 28, James White, thought he caught the ball really well tonight. What'd you think?
Yeah, I thought he did well. Definitely the leading candidate, as of right now, for the third down back after Marine left. You know, he looked pretty well. We could see a little bit more out of him, you know, just more switch it up a little bit besides a few little screens and dump offs by Garoppolo. Like to see him run more routes to see how his route running is and pass blocking, which was one of Vereen's specialties.
Yeah, Vereen really picked things up each year in the NFL. Did very well pass blocking. The Patriots have been lucky since drafting Kevin Falk in the second round of the 1999 draft. They've had a phenomenal run of third down backs from Falk to Woodhead to Shane Vereen. I like what I saw today out of James White, especially the screen passes. Didn't get a ton of time to show his blocking ability. There was one that I remember where Jimmy Garoppolo rolled out to his right and threw an incomplete pass to Josh Boyce, but he did put a nice chip block on the defensive end.
Yeah, I do remember that. I recall that play that you're talking about. He did put a nice block, bought Garoppolo a little bit more time to ultimately throw an incomplete pass, but, you know, he gives his quarterback a few extra seconds, could make big plays in the long run.
Definitely could make some big plays in the long run. You know, as we said, the Patriots lose tonight 22-11. The CLNS Radio postgame show, 929-477-2386 here on Blog Talk Radio. And don't forget, Blog Talk Radio and CLNS Radio have teamed up, and CLNS Radio has its own station on Blog Talk Radio. Very simple. It's www.blogtalkradio/Patriots Postgame Show. Tune in every single week after the Patriots play whatever opponent they happen to have, and hopefully the Patriots will make another long, deep run into the playoffs so we can continue to talk New England Patriots football. Camp started out, looked pretty good. Still got a lot to talk about with Tom Brady and what happens there. Jimmy Garoppolo, of course, looked pretty good tonight. Offensive line, One guy, Bill, that I thought had a pretty decent game, you know, that doesn't really show on the stat sheets, 4 catches, 29 yards, was 70-year veteran Brandon Gibson. I thought he showed some good ability out there.
Yeah, he definitely did. He kind of looked filling that Brandon LaFell role as he did last year with Brady on the first team offense. Looks like he was doing a lot of slant patterns, and definitely a guy who Garoppolo started tending to look to towards the end of the second quarter.
Yeah, he definitely started to look to him a little bit. Garoppolo looked to me to be the most comfortable when they ran that hurry up offense, and that could come from his time at Eastern Illinois, where you know, I mean, it's been said over and over again, he played without a playbook. So give me a little 1-2 thought on that.
You know, I mean, if that's, you play to your strength. I mean, a few years ago, that, and even now, the Patriots as a whole, they played better with Brady, plays better the whole offense does as a hurry up. If, you know, you're gonna give Garoppolo, give him, just tell guys to go get open, play, you know, old-fashioned 7-on-7 in the backyard football, just get open. Hey, whatever works if you get the win. And that's Garoppolo's strength. So it may be something they look forward to doing more. Hopefully we don't have to see that in the regular season. Hopefully Brady will be there. But as of right now, that could be definitely something we could work on. They could work on more in the preseason and training camp moving forward.
Exactly. As I watch some highlights here coming back on television, a nice hit by Malcolm Butler. I'm liking this kid. Yes, all right. He's not going to be Darrell Revis. You know, he's not going to be that yet. But seems to have come out and really got the confidence here going. Really taking that second-year step and made some great plays today. Let's talk a little bit more about Butler, because I think just passing over what he did, you know, we need to talk about that, because he was out there against some very good, great quarterback, one of the best in the NFL, and some very good wide receivers. What, I mean, you've been down to camp this year. What have you thought about how Butler's played?
He's played well. He's been matched up against the top guys, Gronkowski, Edelman, and man situations. And, I mean, even when times he's gotten beat for, you know, catches, touchdowns, he's still playing very tight coverage. Those are guys who not many people in the league can cover as a whole. So if you got a second-year guy with, you know, showing the skills he has and showing that he can cover those guys, he wants to go up against those guys, it's definitely good for the Patriots' secondary solidifying a number one cornerback, which the team does not have as of right now, or so we think.
Now, your buddy there, Roberts, your boy, Darrell Roberts, got the start tonight. How'd you feel he played in his limited time?
He definitely limited time. I was hoping to see him some more, but he played pretty well, and he got beat by a little out route by a curl route by Jordan Nelson. But I mean, it's one of those routes that's tough to cover. I mean, played pretty well, made a few tackles. I saw came up one time on when Roger was scrambling, so could have stopped Roger from looked like they're in his zone. Looked like, I believe Harmon was back playing safety. I could be wrong, but you know, stopped Roger from scrambling. They ended up picking the first down of the throw. But I mean, I think he played pretty well. Hoping to see him more, but out of things coming out in camp and then the limited action today, I think he's definitely up for that number five cornerback spot.
Early impressions of Jabal Sheard, because I really felt that he made an impact on this game at the beginning of the game.
Oh, I thought he was a stud out there, and you saw him. He was getting in almost every play. It seemed like a few holding calls, a few more that probably could have gone his way. He was definitely making an impact on the edge, forcing, you know, Rodgers to move out of the pocket, step up, Tolsey in. I believe he had a sack out of his own. I could be wrong, but he was definitely a difference maker, forcing the quarterback to either get rid of the ball or force their throw.
Oh, exactly. Chandler Jones showed up on that first round, and we've all been sitting here. Jones, of course, going into his fourth year in the NFL, a Super Bowl champion. Each year he's gotten better, except for, you know, last year the hip kind of limited him at the end. But really showed that explosiveness on that first drive, getting the sack of Aaron Rodgers, showed some good movement, and he, the first two drives that he was in on, he's making some pretty good plays.
Yeah, I love Chandler Jones. He's one of those guys that I just – everyone loves some players, and he's one of mine. He showed a very quick first step, especially on that first play. He got the sack on Rodgers. Probably wouldn't have counted as a sack during the regular season, I don't think. Probably would have let it play it out a little bit more. But, you know, showing good pressure, you know, going up on the outside, just like Sheard was. And then I remember him chasing Rodgers down, which Rodgers out of the pocket, ended up getting rid of the ball. So, I mean, this is going to be a new defense from last year. And they could, as of right now, they look pretty good with the pass rush. You know, Sheard, Jones, Ninkovich, Trey Flowers, who played very well. Geno Grissom, who made some plays. Rufus Johnson, I believe his name was. He's making some plays towards the end. Then he before he left with an injury. But this defensive end outside linebacker position looks like they have some talent and depth there. Something they've lacked the past 2 years.
Definitely does, Bill. And you know, one of the guys, and you talked about guys that you like, Dominic Easley. It's someone who I feel could really take the step forward this year. He reminds me a lot of former New England Patriot Hank Thomas, and I believe that he can have the similar type of career. A decent run stuffer, but also being able to get out of the quarterback. I thought Easley showed some things today playing the defensive tackle position that we didn't see last year. He seems to have a little more confidence in his legs.
Yeah, we definitely saw him make some more plays, especially from the inside. He seemed like he was focused more on the outside defensive end role last year when he was in there before the injury with Will Fork and Branch on the inside. So, you know, having him on the inside could definitely be good, get an inside pass rush, and also help out a first-round pick, Malcolm Brown, who seems like he's more of a run stuffer, which the team looks like they definitely could need.
Yeah, one of the things also that I saw tonight, of course, it is the first preseason game, so really no scheming going on or anything like that. But one of the things that I really liked tonight was the ability for the Patriots and Matt Patricia to move guys in and out. And you saw Chandler Jones coming in and out. You saw Trey Flowers. And then on that defensive, the defensive tackle, you saw Easley coming in. You saw Malcolm Brown coming in. You saw, Johnson coming in. And other guys coming in and rotating. And I think that's going to be one of the big keys this season for the New England Patriots and this defense until the secondary gets the cohesiveness that I think they'll be able to have is getting those, big bodies in and out of there, keeping them fresh and not having Ninkovich and Chandler Jones playing the 90 to 95% of the snaps.
Oh, I agree. That's been a big issue they've had. Probably part of the reason why Chandler Jones is, you know, the hip injury last year and overall slowing down in production towards the end of the year due to the injury. You know, that was a big Keem Ayers trade last year. So just having guys, you know, come in and rotate. I like you said, they playing, 90, 95% of the snaps. I remember 2 years ago, they're both in the top five in snaps played. I believe Ninkovich was last year. And I know Jones is on his way before the injury. So definitely getting in some depth would be good. And then also what you said, rotating guys in, they're also mixing up. You'd see the first series, you had Sheard and Jones at the end spot with Ninkovich at the linebacker. And you saw that kind of throughout the whole game, moving around Trey Flowers, moving around guys like that to the linebacker and defensive end. So really good mix up they could have with a lot of pass rushers on the field.
We'll get back to the conversation of the New England Patriots and their 22-11 loss in week one of the preseason after this short message from our sponsor.
Hey, football fans, this is Jeff Kane, the voice of the Patriots Beat podcast here on CLNS Radio. And the moment you've all been waiting for is almost here because football is just around the corner. And you could start the season by winning $2 million in week one at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. One-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. It's like a brand new season every time you play. Just pick your players, pile up the points, pick up the cash, that's it. Why wait until the end of the season to get paid when you can win huge prizes every week? You can get started playing right now. Prepare the regular season with preseason contests running through August. You've already been scouting players for your season-long fantasy team. Put that knowledge to the test every week this football season at DraftKings.com, where you could turn your love of football into lifetime cash. Hurry to DraftKings.com now and use the promo code NEWENGLAND to play for free for a shot at $2 million in Week 1 Millionaire Maker. Enter New England for the free entry now at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com.
I don't know about you, Bill, but I'm ready to win $2 million at DraftKings.com. Don't forget to enter the promo code New England to get in free along with CLNS Radio. So I don't know about you, Bill. I'm ready to win some money this year with DraftKings.
Oh, I absolutely am. I did a DraftKings lineup tonight, even though it's preseason. Don't know how it's going right now. I'm kind of afraid to look, but...
It's, you know, these one-day fantasy football sites are great, you know, because everyone does their draft, and it's awesome to do your season thing. But, you know, if you're out of it, if you're 4-11, it at least gives you something to look forward to on the week. But looking forward a little bit here for the New England Patriots this year, we talked about it right there before the break and how Rob Ninkovich lined up at linebacker. Now, a lot of that has to do with the fact that Jerod Mayo and Dont'a Hightower did not play today, and you had a starting linebacker of Rob Ninkovich, Jamie Collins, and then, of course, Freeney. But this shows the, as you said before the break, it shows the versatility and the depth that this team has, and they might have a lot more depth this year in that front seven than they have in quite a few seasons.
Yeah, definitely. You know, past few years, they've only carried about four linebackers on the team as a whole. And with, you know, losing Mayo the past few years, that knocks them down to three, and having to bring someone off the practice squad, you know, that definitely hurts them as a whole. So having, you know, the versatility of guys who can play linebacker, play defensive end, definitely helps, you know, helps the team as a whole. It helps these players, you know, some of these guys who could be looking for a roster spot, you know, it seemed like Trey Flowers and Geno Grissom pretty locks to make the team, being selected in this year's draft fairly high. You know, Rufus Johnson, someone who looked very well tonight as a pass rusher, could, you know, help him make the team as a depth position, something they could use.
Oh, exactly. There is a lot of depth on this team. Jamie Collins made a touchdown saving tackle. This is a guy that I really think that this season is going to have a step up and boom season. What are your thoughts on Jamie Collins? Because going into his third year, he has made leaps and bounds. He is a guy that can do a lot of different things.
Oh, I agree. You know, his rookie year was kind of a, I don't want to say redshirt year, but he definitely very limited at the beginning of the year, then started stepping up, playing more towards the end of the year in the playoffs. And then last year had a real breakout year, you know, really got put on notice to the whole league of this guy's skill set and what he can do. He can get after the rusher. He can cover receivers, tight ends, running backs. He can get after the quarterback. He can just really do it all. And, you know, that's definitely something valuable to the Patriots defense.
Switching back to the offensive side of the ball, as we talked about already with the fact that the Patriots did not have much of their or any of their starting offensive line, it was amazing that they were able to get, you know, the touchdown run by Jonas Gray. James White didn't run great, 8 rushes, 12 yards. We caught the ball good. But how much, I mean, listen, it's first week of preseason. You had Julian Edelman out of the game. You had Aaron Dobson out of the game. Matthew Slater, Brandon LaFell, as we talked about. LeGarrette Blount, you know, Deion Lewis, Travis Kadet, Brandon Bolden didn't play. Brian Stork didn't play. Nate Sewell didn't play. Of course, Ryan Wendell didn't play. So those are some big names that did not play today. I expect a lot more than 11 points for the Patriots on every single week.
Oh, absolutely. You know, when you're having, you know, 90% of your Super Bowl offense not on the field, it's, you're not going to put up the points that you were, especially in a preseason game when you're not really fully prepared.
No, exactly not. Aaron Dobson started out very, very nice in the training camp this year in OTAs, kind of the reverse situation of Brandon LaFell and him last year, where he was on the PUP list and Brandon LaFell took all the reps and got a rapport with Tom Brady. Injured his hamstring about 6 practices ago and he's been out. This is a downer to me because Aaron Dobson was making some pretty dang good plays on the sideline, catching the ball, doing some things with Tom Brady. This is a kid, we talked about Josh Boyce earlier in the season, early in the podcast here, but this is a kid in Aaron Dobson who has all the skill sets to be on that field and making plays. He just seems to be a little snake bitten right now.
Yeah, he definitely seems, you know, he could be a great player if he can get on the field, and that's the problem, being healthy and staying on the field.
Yeah, that's got to be something that's going to have to step up and make things happen. Of course, Jonas Gray played well tonight. I like the way he ran the ball. He seems to fall forward, and that reminds me a lot of, you know, Garen Plum. He last year, you know, 2 years ago, he fell forward. He's the kind of running back, very unlike Lawrence Maroney. He doesn't dance. He just hits that hole. If it gives him 2 yards, great. If it gives him 4 yards, great. You saw him bounce out today and do some other things. How do you feel moving forward? Now, there's a lot of injuries right now for the Patriots backfield. You know, basically White and Gray were the only two healthy Patriots out there running the ball tonight. And you had White get banged up for a little bit. I got a little nervous there. How do you feel going – oh, I know. Going to week one with LeGarrette Blount being out for the weed suspension, how do you feel about that?
Well, the suspension of having Gray in as the running back, really starting running back for week one.
Well, let's talk about Gray because, I mean, last year burst onto the scene. I mean, he had a decent game against the Chicago Bears where he first started seeing some things, but then against Indianapolis, he exploded, and then we all know about the cell phone. So, how do you feel about Jonas Gray being the starting running back week one?
You know, I feel like he could be, you know, a very good player if he can get himself out of Belichick's doghouse. Like you said, he reminds the same running styles as LeGarrette Blount, and LeGarrette Blount's been very successful so far during his time in New England. And, you know, Gray, pretty similar build, not as big as Blount, but, you know, hits the hole hard, and he falls forward. And, you know, that's something that's definitely been valued here in New England with, you know, Corey Dillon at the time, LeGarrette Blount now, and potentially Jonas Gray if he can, you know, get on the field and make things happen. He could be a very good, you know, top guy here and maybe, you know, edge Blount for playing time or split time with Blount if he can, you know, get out of his Belichick's doghouse, which is, you know, maybe easier said than done.
Well, getting the bulk amount of the carries tonight, you know, maybe Bill has kind of given him a little more leash and given him a runner to get out of that doghouse. He's not off the leash yet, but at least he's able to run around and see what happens.
Yeah, I hope so because he's a very talented running back and he can do. I feel like he could have a very good season, and do good things with this offense, and you know if he can get on the field, that is.
Bill, tell me what were some of your highlights of tonight's game? Give me some of your thoughts on tonight's game. What you thought was great, what you thought was mediocre, and what you thought just plain old sucked.
Well, great, you know, like we just talked about, Jonas Gray's running. He, you know, he hit that 55-yard run. You know, really reminded me of the LeGarrette Blount touchdown in the preseason a few years ago against the Eagles. We did that cutback, pretty much crossed over the field and, you know, did great things. I was also, you know, the pass rush, another great thing that I thought the Patriots defense did tonight. Hopefully, you know, with a new scheme, that's how this is going to be. Hopefully, they continue that success further on in the preseason and in the regular season. You know, Jimmy Garoppolo played all right, definitely showed signs of improvement in the second half. If they're going 5-13 in the first half and really struggling, you know, besides that pick in the second half, I think he played better. You know, hopefully, still hope that's not what we have to play. What we have playing as our quarterback week one, but we'll have to wait and see. And then Josh Boyce, Logan Ryan, I think struggled tonight. He had one or two good pass breakouts, but got beat on that long touchdown to Jeff Janis. Had a pass interference call, and then a few others where he could have been there, made plays, I think.
Yeah, I'll echo your things on Logan Ryan there. I was hoping for some big things again really early here, Patriots fans. I'm not, you know, pulling the plug on Logan Ryan, and I'm not crowning Malcolm Butler the next, you know, Darrell Revis, and, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say Jonas Gray is a 1,000-yard running back. Still three more preseason games to go. But Logan Ryan did kind of disappoint me today. I mean, he didn't get the start, which I can understand. You know, they're working in Roberts, and you want to see what McClain could do in the nickelback position. But when he had his chances, He was completely beat off the line. Sometimes it seems like he's not in the best position. One of the things I've said time and time again is the Patriots' safety play, and they need more help from their safety to get over to the corner of the end zone to help. That was not Daron Hellman's fault at all. He didn't even have a chance to get over there because of the separation that Janis was able to get from Logan Ryan.
Yeah, no, not at all. Definitely not on Daron Hellman. Ryan just got beat straight up right off the snap. He got blown by. And, you know, Hellman couldn't get there quick enough. No one in the league could get there quick enough for that. So, really, you know, disappointed. Guy who had a really strong rookie season 2 years ago in Ryan. You know, took a little bit of a step back last year. Could have been, you know, because a very talented secondary with Revis and Browner. But this is going to be the year he has to really prove himself, looking to be, you know, one of the starting cornerbacks for this team.
Definitely. Looking at some of the rookies, I thought that Jordan Richards showed a couple plays.
He did. I thought he played very well. I know you were very high on him during the draft after we took him. You know, I think he played well in both run and pass support. And, you know, I wasn't so high on not the pick itself, but where he was taken. There's more talent during the draft still there. We could have gotten him a little bit later. But hey, maybe you'll be right and I'll be wrong. Who knows? We'll have to wait and see. But, yeah, he played very well, I thought, tonight. Showed some things.
I was high on him during the draft, mostly because his father played high school football with my uncle. So, you know, for Natick High School in Natick, Massachusetts. So that, you know, that made me feel all right. He's a Natick boy. You know, he's a Redman. Well, at least they used to be the Redmen. Now they're the Red Hawks or something stupid. But literally, I mean, I thought he showed up and played pretty well. That we talked about Trey Flowers. He showed some good things. He showed some moves. He showed some swim moves. He showed the ability to go inside and outside. I like Trey Flowers as my, you know, and it's early, but, you know, normally we wait till the regular season to do this, but I'm going to call Trey Flowers my defensive player of the game. I think he could be a guy that as a situational pass rusher could do some really good things.
Oh, I definitely agree with you. He definitely made a lot of good moves, had the sack on Rodgers early in the game. I thought he was going to miss him at first. I thought he was going to go right over him, but glad he ended up holding on and bringing him down for the sack. You know, he just given a lot of pass rush throughout the game, you know, definitely just making things hard for the quarterback. And if he can do that on a consistent basis during the regular season, I think, you know, definitely a good pick and definitely will get a lot of playing time.
Definitely. Joe Cardona did a nice job snapping the ball tonight. You know, nothing spectacular, but that's good when you're a long snapper.
Yeah, definitely just a good have the chemistry with the punter, you know, on the extra points, field goals, and just punting itself. So not an easy job to do. So you can do that well. You'll be around for a little bit.
Hey, one thing before we start to close out the show here that I want to talk about is the Patriots secondary as a whole and their coverage as a whole. You know, they did some nice things out there. Aaron Rodgers had to hold the ball a few times.
Oh, I thought they played very well. That first third down in the game where Ninkovich ended up jumping off sides, McLean played very, very good tight coverage in the slot, I thought. Fletcher showed some good things. Definitely good to not see him crying on the sidelines after getting beat by Dez Bryant. That's the last time I saw him.
I cry on the sidelines, too.
Oh, me too. yeah, so both those guys I thought played well. Definitely were brought in here this offseason. Definitely going to make the team, it seems. So seeing them play well, good. And then having Fletcher on the right side, was good playing. He seemed like he played there pretty much the whole game. You know, Butler's been taking primarily all the snaps in the left during training camp. So having a good combo right there, guys set in stone of where they can play is definitely a good thing, I think.
Yeah, the only thing that I can say negative about Fletcher is when he took out Morris and Harmon on the touchdown run by the Packers.
Yeah, he definitely – that wasn't good, but, I mean, I can't really even say too much about that. He just took our guys out of the play and just let them just walk right in.
Well, Bill, we're going to close the show out tonight as we'll be back shortly. But before we go out to our final goodbyes, why don't you tell the listeners where they can follow you on Twitter and all those other great places that we like to broadcast ourselves.
You can follow me on Twitter at bbodell14, CLNS Radio.
There it is. Bodell14 CLNS Radio. Next week, the Patriots play against the lovely, wonderful, just unbelievable New Orleans Saints. 7:30 next Saturday night. Make sure you tune in to the CLNS Radio postgame show as we get ourselves ready for the New England Patriots returning to basically defend that Lombardi Trophy. It ought to be called the Lombrady Trophy. I'm ready for it, as Jerry Thornton would say. He's defending the wall. I'm defending the wall. I'd like to thank everyone out there. I'd like to thank BTR. I'd like to thank DraftKings and TickIQ for sponsoring us tonight. And we'll be back next week after the Patriots play away game. You know, it's crazy. They're practicing in West Virginia and then going to fly and play in the Superdome.
Yeah, I didn't really understand that when I read that, but who knows what's going to happen there.
Yeah.
Maybe it's good to keep Gronk away from Mardi Gras.
I love Gronk. How can you not, right? How can you not love Gronk?
Oh, exactly.
So, all right, we'll be back next week. And don't forget to tune in to myself and Bobby Krivitsky as we will get the Patriots beat hitting things up pretty shortly. For Bill Bodell, I am Jeff Kane at Boston Fat Guy on Twitter. Join us next week, Patriots versus the New Orleans Saints. Tonight's game, final, 22-11, as the New England Patriots fall in the preseason opener to the Green Bay Packers. See y'all on the flip side.
Internet Sports Talk Radio, CLNS Radio.